We are here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show. With me is Congressman John Shimkus from Illinois. What district do you cover, John?
I represent the 15th district, which is about a third of the state of Illinois, 33 counties out of 102.
Okay, well, let's talk about the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, under major attack. It's been under attack since, you know, for years, every you know, all the time. But really, it seems like it's been stepped up. This is one of your specialties, I guess. So what do you think about what's happened right now in the RFS? Are we going to be able to keep it?
And the benefit for me is I've been in this debate almost from the beginning, even though I ran in 92, didn't win. But it starts with the Clean Air Act. And sometimes you got to talk through some of these new members, just the whole history. But putting that aside and where we're at today, it is under attack. And it's under attack using high gas prices. And the folks who are attacking it are trying to do two things. They say they see a limited supply. They see a drought. They see higher corn prices. They equate that to high gas prices or high feed prices. And so that's kind of where we're at. The reality is the 2007 bill, which was passed and signed into law, remember, Democrat-controlled House and Senate, Democrat and Republican president, was not a good bill. In that it in essence, legislators said there would be this supply, which never materialized. And because of that, we have this mechanism to identify what's being put into the market called a RIN, and there's volatility in that RIN pricing. And that volatility is enough to get my friends who represent major refineries, and I have two of them myself, to say this market's distorted and we've got to fix this. So I think what we're trying to do is I don't think we're going to try to fix the volatility of the RINs so that people can plan and people don't get freaked out about 4 cents to a dollar. But the RFS is not going away. The major corn producers and that $15 billion gallon mark is still going to be there. We're really going to try to continue to send a signal, I think, on next generation so that the people who have invested can still do that. We're just going to try to ease the volatility aspect. And I think we're going to get there. Now, whether the Senate decide, I tell people we have to have a good product, otherwise the Senate won't even do anything. And that's the worst thing for the major refiners is that really do nothing.
So you would like to see some changes in the law itself, or do you think that EPA can, you know, do things to adjust the RINs and the problems that we have?
EPA has tried. They've actually helped by their last ruling on the 2013 standards. But if you even look at that, they're still way off on what's actually being produced versus what they say needs to be in the market. So I think we can help the EPA by refining the language. So I think that's kind of a direction we'll go.
Are you getting pushback from the corn growers and the ethanol producers on that? Do they not want it changed at all?
Well, our last committee hearing, I kind of weighed into both sides because I've got corn growers, I've got refiners, renewable refiners, and I've got the petroleum refiners, and I said, come on, guys, get off your high horses. Let's find out where we can work. And I think we're spending the month of August doing that, both throughout the district and also in Washington. So I don't think everybody's going to be happy, but I don't think they're going to be angry. I think they know that volatility is an issue. This volatility, whether you believe it or not, it's enough for the people who aren't really zoned in on this pump to say, oh, there is a problem. So I think if we can ease that, I think that's going to be helpful to everybody.
So you think a legislative fix, though, is necessary?
Well, I think the House, we will move something to address the volatility. Whether the Senate looks at it and says, yeah, there's something we can do, or how much they might change it, I can't really speak. They are going to have a hearing on the RFS, I think, in September. They announced right before we left on break. I'm not sure the parameters of that, but I tell my crude oil refiners, friends of mine, I've got two big ones, and they remind me about that, is that, you know, worst thing for them is we do nothing. So they need to be cheering for us to have some success. Otherwise, they're going to be frustrated with the lack of movement, and we'll be banging our heads against the wall. And that's what we're trying to stop.
I know there's other people waiting for you, Congressman. I appreciate your time, and it's good to meet you here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show.